Shalom to all. Today we're going to be Masechta Shavuos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efrayim, Reziv HaKohen, Bikarav Mamesh. And we're discussing Shavuah Moedim Miktas. Here it's a case in between a Malv and a Loiva, a lender and a borrower. What happened? One guy lent money to the other fellow, and in order to secure the loan, he took a Mashkoin, a collateral, but then the collateral was lost. And there's an argument between the Malv and the Loiva how much the collateral was worth. Was it worth the same amount as the loan, so it's a wash? Was it worth less than the loan, and that means that the borrower still owes a little bit of money, or perhaps it was worth more than the loan, and then the lender actually owes the borrower some money. So the Mishnah tells us, Hamavis Chaver al Mashkoin, a guy lent his friend money, and he received a Mashkoin, a collateral in exchange, V'avad a Mashkoin, and it got lost. Amar Loi, the Malva tells the Loivet, that's the lender to the borrower, Selva Hilvi Sichalov, I lent you a Sela for it, V'shekel Hayeshav, it was only worth a Shekel, which means it was worth half a Sela. V'alo Imer, and the borrower says, Loiki, that's not true, El Sela Vilseni Olav, V'sel Hayeshav, you lent me a Sela for it, it was worth a Sela, so it's a wash. Potter is Potter. He does not have to make a shvuah because he's being kaifer akoil. There's no maidem mixed over here. He says, I borrowed a sela, it was worth a sela, and that's it. Now, let's say the lender said as follows, sela hil visicha olav, I lent you a sela for it, v'shekel hayashaveh, and it was worth a shekel, meaning it was worth half, so you still owe me half, v'hala oimer, and the borrower responds, loiki, that's not true, el sela hil visani olav, you lent me a sela for it, u'shloisha dinarim hayashaveh, it was worth 3 dinarim, which means it was worth 3/4 of a sela, and therefore I don't owe you a full half of a sela like you're claiming, I only owe you a quarter of a sela. So in this case, chayiv, the borrower's chayiv shvua moedim miktas because he admitted to part of the claim. Now here's the reverse. The borrower tells the lender, sela hilvi sani olav, you lent me a sela, ushtaim hayashaveh. The mashka and the collateral I gave you was worth 2 slime, and now that it's lost, you actually owe me a sela. V'hala oimer, and the lender responds, loiki, that's not true, el sela hilvi sicha olav, I lent you a sela, v'sela hayashaveh, it was only worth a sela, so it's a wash. Potter over here is potter, because there's no moedim miktas, he's denying everything. However, let's say he told him, sela hilvi sani olav, ushtaim hayashaveh, you lent me a sela for it, but it was really worth 2, so you owe me a sela, v'Allah Aymer, and the lender responds, loiki, that's not true, el sela hilvi sicha olav, I lent you a sela for it, v'chamisha dinarim hayashaveh, it was worth 5 dinarim, which is basically a sela and a quarter, chayiv, so he is chayiv shvua moedim miktas. And the question is, umi nishba, who does have to swear? The answer is, misha pikadon etzloi, the guy who had the pikadon, the guy who's holding on to it last, shema yishav azeh, maybe the other guy is going to swear, v'yotzi alas a pikadon, and then the guy who had the pikadon, he's going to pull it out of his pocket and say, ha, turns out that you lied, and therefore it's only the guy who has the pikadon, he has to make the shvuah. Moving on to Perek Zayin Mishnah, if we continue to discuss these shvuas, kol hanishbayin shabatayra, anyone who has to make a shvuah midaraisa, nishbayin v'loy mishalmin. They make a shvuah and they don't have to pay. This is a drasha based off of a pasuk, which we learn that if we have two people up against each other, it's always a guy who's going to be making a shvuah not having to pay, as opposed to a guy making a shvuah and collecting money. However, says the Mishnah of Elu Nishbayin v'noitlin, the following people are the unique few that will make a shvuah and they'll be able to collect money. Number one, hasachir, a worker, vahanigzal, somebody who was stolen from, vahanechbal, someone who was damaged, uchshenag de chashad al shvua. If the other guy who's supposed to be making a shvua is chashad, he's suspected he's going to make a false shvua, so he's not going to swear and not have to pay. The other guy will swear and collect. And lastly, vahanun al pekasai, a storekeeper with his ledgers. And we're going to discuss these one by one. So the Mishnah says, hasachir ketzad, what's the case of the worker man, a guy who did work for a baal bayis, that he's able to make a shvua and collect his payment? That's the case where Amar Loi, he tells the baal bayis, tell me schar shesh lo biyadcha, give me the money that you owe me. I worked for you, I did a job, and you never paid me. Please pay me. Hu oimer, then the baal bayis says, nosati, I already paid you. Bahala oimer, and the worker responds, loy natalti, I never got paid. So hu nishba v'noitel, he makes a shvua and gets to collect. That's because we say the baal bayis is very busy, and he actually doesn't know who we paid. Imagine you have a guy taking care of building a house, and there's so many people in and out. You have the electrician, and the plumber, and the painter, and the guy doing other fix-ups, and the guy outside and inside and upside down all over the place, and he's paying this fellow and another one. He just simply doesn't remember who he paid, so therefore we actually believe the worker to say, I never was paid, and he makes a shvua and gets to collect. Now Rabbi Huda says that no, achtei shom mitzus hayda, there has to be a partial admission, and only then he can make a shvua. Ketzai was an example of this. Amar Loi, let's say he told him, tell me schari chamishim dinar sheyesh lebiyadcha, give me my wages of 50 dinar that you owe me, v'hu oimer, and the baal bayis responds, his kabalta dinar zav, you received a dinar zav, which is 25 dinarim, which means I only owe you half of what you're claiming, so then he can make a shvua to collect. But if it's not moedim miktas, he can't make a shvua, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now it's important to note that we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda here or in all the other cases that he argues. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to explain all the situations where a person will be able to make a shvua and be neitel and collect their payment. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.